Welcome back to the Your New Frequency podcast. It has been a long time. It's been about a year and a half since I decided to take a hiatus from the podcast because I really came to terms with the fact that I wasn't in the right space. I wasn't in the right headspace. It wasn't the right moment or season in my life to really be flowing the amount of energy and the kind of energy that I wanted to into this podcast. So a year and a half later, we're almost at the end of 2023. I am back. And what you're going to find as you explore the upcoming episodes with me is that I'm back in a new way. So in addition to me having at this point now, you know, a year and a half of additional growth and healing and transformation that I have undergone, my work has also evolved and the world has also changed. So what you're going to find is that the nature of these episodes is different than what they used to be. You might notice that I'm a little different than how I used to be. But with all of that said, the intention of the podcast is more or less the same. The ongoing intention has always been, and I believe will continue to be, to guide, support, and empower you as you walk the transformational path. So what is a transformational path? To me, it is living a conscious and intentional life where your clear objective is to continually be moving in the direction of becoming the next version of yourself, of creating the next version of your life. And so, yeah. As I return to this podcast and, you know, like I said, kind of show up in a new way, that foundational piece will continue to support what you hear in each of the upcoming episodes, which to me, you know, that just makes sense, right? Like I think we're as a collective really all moving more and more into this place where we don't want to stay the same. You know, we don't want to do it how we did it the year before or the month before or heck, sometimes even the day before, right? Like as a collective, we're in a place where we want to grow and we want to expand and we want to create better lives. And, you know, a better life doesn't necessarily mean that it's, you know, flashier or richer in the sense of like, you know, stuff or even money. It could mean that. To me, it's about the richness of the present moment. And I think that we're all at that place where we're just like, life can be hard. So what can we do right now? What can we enjoy right now? How can we bask in the glow of the present moment, right? The right now, as opposed to delaying that joy, right? As opposed to waiting for some future moment to feel better, right? Waiting till you do become richer or more successful or, you know, whatever it might be, right? It's like, I think we are all realizing that we just have to claim how we want to feel right now. And if you haven't realized that yet, then that's okay because you're in the right place. that is something that I'm going to be talking about more and more, I believe, because truly, you know, we're I think all seeing in real time how much is happening, how much is always happening in the world. But I think, you know, more than ever right now, we're seeing that life is so precious and so vulnerable. And so, yeah, it feels really important to me to empower you, if you're open to receiving, with the tools and the mindset and kind of like an overarching approach to life that allows you to, as I said, really be here in the present moment, but to also move through the present moment as fully engaged in it and awakened to it as possible. So with that, just kind of speaking on a few further intentions here, which, by the way, sorry if you're getting background noise from my cat who's jumping around on my desk and purring loudly, sort of speaks exactly to what I'm about to say, which is, I think after taking this time off and, like I said, you know, really just being on my own growth journey and healing journey in such an intense way this last year and a half, and I'll tell you guys more about that later, something that I've realized just really needs to be true for me, both in this podcast and just like in my life and work in general, is that things are going to be a little less polished. You know, so I'm a Virgo. For those of you who know astrology, I'm a Virgo sun, Virgo moon. I've also got my Mercury in Virgo, my Mars in Virgo, and my Venus in Virgo. So basically, like, I'm about as much of a recovering, I will say recovering, perfectionist as a person can be. You know, it's one of the big, one of the archetypes of the Virgo is perfectionism. And so I think when I was creating the podcast in the past, I kind of almost felt like I couldn't always let my personality show, or I would let it show, but then I'd be critical of myself for it. Or, you know, I just like would be a little more scripted. So I'm kind of like throwing that out the window, or already have. And yeah, I just really am. I just want to keep it real. And I think that is where we're all moving as a collective. So to speak a little bit more about astrology, again, for those of you who know, I'm also an Aquarius rising. And so showing up in my authenticity is really important to me. And I also believe that as a collective, showing up in our authentic truth will increase in importance over the coming years, because we are moving into more Aquarian energy. And like I just said, that Aquarian energy is all about claiming and being willing to really honor your own uniqueness, your individuality, to kind of step outside of the box and do so unabashedly. And so part of that for me, just in case you haven't been catching the theme already, is that I want to talk about astrology. I love astrology. And, you know, as a former therapist with all kinds of like professional training and all kinds of conditioning around how I'm supposed to behave, I kind of have like up until very recently kept, like, I've been in the closet about how much I love astrology. And it's just silly. It's just silly to do that, right? We all need to come out of the closet about about the things that we feel we need to hide from the world, right? You know, obviously, you know, asterisks here, unless it's something that in some way is going to compromise your safety, right? You know, that's a different thing. But in terms of just like the willingness to show up and just be ourselves, right? To just live in our authentic truths. Yeah, that's where I'm at. And like I said, I think that's where the collective is moving and where we need to move, right? Because when we are able to just like be in our authenticity, we are vibrating at the frequency of, we're vibrating at our soul frequency, right? Our unique soul signature. We are truly willing to be ourselves. We are emanating or emitting a frequency that is a higher one than when we are living from the conditioned self, right? So all of the things that society told you to be, your parents told you to be, teachers and schooling and your jobs and all of the things, right? All of that stuff, right? That conditioned stuff that blocks you from really truly coming up onto a higher frequency. And like I said, emanating that unique energetic signature. And that's what the world needs right now. That's what Earth needs right now. We need to raise the frequency of the planet. And the way we're going to do that, there are a few ways we're going to do it. Partially, we're going to all awaken our hearts. The most powerful organ and energy center in the body. And a part of that and an addition to that is what I'm talking about here with authenticity, right? So being yourself, just being willing to be yourself. So that's a long-winded way of saying the podcast is taking a new form. I've taken a new form. And I'm excited to share it with you all. So stay tuned for the next episode. It's going to be a little, if you guys, it's always funny having something that's just audio because you're missing the visual experience of what's happening in my world right now. But anyway, the next episode is going to be a little more structured. I'm going to be diving in a little bit more fully to some of the transformational content that I want to be sharing with you guys. And then as we get a few episodes down the road, I will be inviting some guests and just people who I find to be fascinating, people who I find to be, you know, doing really beautiful and important work in the world. And yeah, it's going to be good stuff. So I will talk to you soon in episode 2. Bye. Thank you.